Wingard knocked it out in front of himself and bounded onto it. Had passed to Smith. This is for the lead. Remarkable stuff from the Hawks. Two for Isaac Smith.
It was a remarkable turnaround. It's time now for the Amy home game. Lucky you with Amy. And this week we are chatting to, I think it's fair to say we can call him the Hawk veteran, although he turned the clock back on the weekend along with a whole host of his teammates in that great victory. Isaac joins us. Still in Perth, I'd imagine. Welcome, Isaac.
Morning, Gary. How are you?
Well, I'm going well. I imagine you're going a hell of a lot better than you were probably Friday morning when the whole footy world had you blokes written off. It looked like your whole club was going to fold at one stage.
Yeah, to be honest, it's been interesting being in a hub for a month. Sydney wasn't too kind for us, and we ended up losing only four matches in Sydney. So we got to Perth, and yeah, there was certainly some outside pressure, but yeah, we banded together, and we probably played one of our better quarters of footy, certainly for the year, but probably in the last few years. So it was exciting to play well and get a win, and pretty fair to say that the last three or four days have been a lot more enjoyable in the hub.
I mean, everyone says you just play minute by minute and play the ball as it presents itself. Surely when you're five goals, one to none, can you give me a little insight into what was going through your mind at that stage?
Yeah, there was a few jokes over the weekend. I was sort of sitting there thinking, the football manager might be getting a bit of a permanent text out and putting a mark through a couple of our names. But I did have a thinking about the 15-minute mark of the first quarter. I mean, if I'm feeling pretty bad here, I'd hate to be sitting in the coach's box because I don't reckon that'd be any better. So, but yeah, Carlton got the jump on us, and it was a credit to the fellas, actually. They turned it around, and they played a pretty impressive second quarter of footy, and I think we had six goals too, and Tim O'Brien dropped a mark right on the halftime siren 10 metres out as well. So could have been a seven-goal quarter. It was pretty good to play, and I think having the crowd over in Perth as well added to the energy and the intensity of the game.
Hey, Smithy, it was breathtaking stuff in the second quarter from you guys, and we haven't seen a lot of that from Hawthorn this year. Do you think you've found the right formula now, or is that just too early to say?
Oh, I think it's too early to say, Tim. I think how we played on the weekend is probably the direction we've been going in the last two or three weeks, but we haven't been able to put it together, and we're able to put it together not only in the second quarter, but I felt like we really controlled the second half of the game as well. But we've got to be able to do that on a consistent basis now. And we think we're too good of a team to be dishing up what we dished up probably the last month of footy, which is disappointing. We lost a couple of really gettable games that would now have us in the eight, and now we're lingering outside with a pretty poor percentage. So we've got a bit of work to do. But, yeah, I think all Hawks fans would be pretty excited if we can play that type of football.
The whole of the footy world would be excited if you could replicate that week in, week out, because it really was stunning to watch. And Al Clarkson touched on this last week about whether or not the Hawthorn players had adapted well to hub life because of the seniority of a lot of the players. What's your view about that and the difficulties associated with hub life?
Yeah, it's funny. There's a few positives, and there's a few things that have been difficult. I think I'm going to struggle to cook a meal for myself when I get back home because I haven't had to lift a finger in the kitchen for a month. I haven't had to clean my room either, which has been nice. But, yeah, I think with an older group, and I'm sure older players around the league and staff and groups that are probably more mature are finding it a little more difficult to settle. As probably plain and simply, they've probably got more commitments at home that they've had to take care of. I think we had about 40 hours from when we got told we were leaving Melbourne to when we were stacked up in Sydney. So, yeah, I think there was a few of us that probably found a little bit difficult as we've got different business interests, we've got families, we've got all different things at home and just trying to get all that type of stuff sorted. But I reckon it'd be pretty good being an 18 to 24-year-old kid coming away on a footy excursion for 3 or 4 months. They're getting a fair bit of education, they're getting a fair bit of time put into not only them but their footies.
Have you got your head around the fact you won't be going back until the season's done?
Yeah, well, I was speaking to Dad on Saturday, and I don't think he even wants us to come back after the season's done. He said, you should just buy a caravan and go on a holiday. Because I don't think he's enjoying sitting in Victoria at the moment. So, yeah, I don't know. When I'll be back, I'm a New South Wales boy, so I might just hang around New South Wales for a little bit longer, I think.
Let me tell you, there's not much happening here, Isaac. She's a pretty quiet old town. Tim's about to go for... You're allowed to go for a walk for an hour. He wanted to break it up into 6 10-minute lots, but he can only leave the house once.
It's actually unbelievable when you sit back and look at it. We were just talking at breakfast then that if it was Christmas time last year and everyone was saying this was going to be happening, you could knock us over with a feather. But yeah, our well wishes go back to everyone in Melbourne, and hopefully not only Hawthorn but the rest of the footy world can put on a show. I think, what is there, about 20 days straight footy to go. So hopefully we're entertaining them somewhat.
Yeah, well, it is just so critically important. I can't imagine what we'd be doing here in Melbourne particularly and Victoria without footy. So it is keeping us ticking over. I heard Hodgie talking about the fact that while you guys were struggling, he was pretty bullish on the fact, and he kept saying, wait till they get on a bigger ground, wait till they get over to Perth and find some space. Do you think that has an impact on the way you play?
Yeah, I think it does a little bit, Gary. We've played at Spotless Stadium, I think, 6 times in my career, and we haven't been able to win there. Don't know if it's got anything to do with the ground or what it is, but traditionally, I think Alistair Clarkson sides and Hawthorn sides have played better football on bigger grounds, and certainly, I think, we're 3-0 over at Paterson. So we certainly like a bit of space, being able to move the ball, and yeah, hopefully that works in our favour, and hopefully we get to play on a few big grounds to finish off the season.
Was the messaging different at the weekend? Did you actually play a different style of football? I mean, it looked like it from where we all sat and watched, but was there a real change in the philosophical way that you're going to play?
I don't think it was a major change, Tim. I think probably over the summer we implemented a few things, and we certainly implemented them in round one. I think we played really well against Brisbane and played the way we really wanted to play. And then we had that unprecedented time where after round one we ended up, I'm not even sure how long we had off, but 8 or 9 weeks of no footy. And I think we probably just lost our way a little bit in that period. And yeah, we've probably been doing some pretty heavy education and teaching over the last 2 to 3 weeks, and we feel like we've got that back. Once we got to Perth, we were able to do a couple of training sessions as a whole team together, which we struggled to do in Sydney, just with getting ground availability to train on and different things like that. So yeah, Perth's been really good for us, and hopefully we can continue. I don't know if it was a philosophical change, but certainly continue the little things we implemented.
We spoke to Ruffy, we spoke to him, obviously, and what he's doing now and what he's imparting to the St Kilda players. Do we sometimes underestimate what sort of a hole that leaves behind, you know, when Hodge and Lewis and now Ruffy departs a football team?
Yeah, I think that's a big loss, especially the personnel with players. But we've also had some big losses probably behind the doors. I think, what is there, 5 or 6 senior coaches that have been at Hawthorn in my time that are now senior coach at another AFL team. And then you've got multiple people that are in the background at the AFL and also other clubs as well. So, yeah, we feel like, you know, over our time, we've lost a lot of good quality people. And when you get new people in, it just takes time. And we've had a fair bit of change at Hawthorn probably over the last 3 or 4 years. And, yeah, we're just working and trying to do our best. But obviously, when you lose quality people and people that are very good at their jobs, it leaves a little bit of a hole behind.
Hey, we know Will Day can play. He's going to be a player. I think he's going to play 200 games. I love the way he goes about it. So we need to know a bit more about him. What can you tell us about the young lad? He's a little skinny unit, but he sort of gets around all right.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with little skinny units. he's an absolute ripper. He's an Adelaide boy. I think his grandfather played in the premiership for Hawthorn. He's a very cheeky kid, and he's following Jack Gunston around like a bad smell. I think Gunners he wants to be a 200-game player and a 3-time premiership player like Gunners already, but no, he's certainly got all the assets to be a very good player, and he just looks so calm and composed when he gets the ball.
Well, he's not going to go down the same social path as Gunners, is he? He's not going to get into that sort of thing.
I hope not.
You've got to take
him
under his
wing. Who knows? I think Gunners has taken him under his wing as well. I think he likes having a bit of a mini-me.
That is of grave concern. Hey, Freo, on Monday night, I don't know whether you sat down and watched them on Sunday, but they looked pretty impressive against Collingwood.
Yeah, they weren't bad against the Pies. They got a pretty good young list that they've probably been building for 2 or 3 years. I'm still pretty close mate to David Hale, so I've been keeping in contact with him. And yeah, they've got some good guys coming through. So their home deck, we're staying a stone's throw from Paterson Stadium, so we could hear the crowd, which was exciting. And hopefully we get a big crowd there, and it's a good game for everyone.
It will be. Again, you hit the nail on the head with so thankful we've got some footy being played at the moment, and it's a joy to watch the Hawks play in the manner that they did last week. So may there be more of it, Isaac. We appreciate your time.
Well, I hope so. It'll certainly make our lives in this little hotel a little bit easier. So hopefully we can turn it on Monday night.
Good idea. Great to have you to join us, Isaac Smith. He was with us thanks to Amy insuring Aussies through tough times for 50 years.